Today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. The song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
I'll pass my fire for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no capture needed. Breathe in my body, I feel it.
And then it was Service Voice of Indonesia. It was the Music Corner about Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. And in Indonesia, and maybe in your place too, we have something called Vitamin C. You need Vitamin C to be healthy. But I'm not talking the real vitamin coming from the fruit or even from supplements. I'm talking about going to the sea or even to the beaches. So Indonesia is the best place for you to get these vitamin C, as you can just pick one from a lot of places in the country. And right now I'd like to recommend you one place that is not as crowded as Bali, but still as beautiful. The name is Kolorai Island, listener. That is located in North Maluku. And apparently in 2021 it became a tourist village as a pilot project. So I believe it has been developing until now. And then what makes Kolorai Island is so special? Well, it has beautiful coral reefs. But if I should be honest to you, if you take a drone overview of this island, oh my god, it is so beautiful. The island is full of greens, and then you can see the clear, a very very clear sea around you. And then what are the activities can you do in the Kolorai Island? The first one is you can just go dive snorkeling near the dock, where you can find beautiful coral reefs and colorful fish. And here, of course, surface diving facilities are available. And then you can also dive a little bit deeper, because you will be seeing historical relics from World War II. So besides the beautiful fish and marine life, you can also see military equipments like shipwrecks, fighter planes, and also sunken trucks, which are now covered in coral reefs. And these are the remnants of the Allied military base in Morotai Island. And then, of course, you can stay in a colorful homestay and then taste the local food. And here, listener, you can try the Kolorai style sashimi called gohu ikan. Literally raw tuna slices, but they give you spicy seasoning that is served along with sago or fried banana. And after enjoying all that, you want to go home with a lot of handicraft as a souvenir. You can, well, souvenirs, there are a lot of souvenirs, but make sure also, if you enjoy spicy food, bring back the local sauce called sambal dabu dabu roa, which is very worth your time, of course. So imagine in the morning, right this morning, if you think you are unsatisfied with your life, maybe you can be a little bit satisfied after coming to Kolorai Island in North Maluku. And for everybody who is a little bit lonely, I've got Tuan with Nona Kesepian. Apparently, should revise that. It's a song by Tulus in the Not Tuan Nona Kesepian.
Hi, Tuan.
Hi, Nona.
Tuan Kesepian, tak punya teman. Hatinya rapuh, tapi berlagak tangguh. Oh, Nona tak berkawan. Pernah rasakan cinta, sungguh pandai berhayal, mimpi itu alamnya. Mereka berdua bertemu di satu sudut taman kota, bertatap tapi tak bicara, masing-masingnya menganalisa. Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu, kamu,
Tuan
kamu
berkata.
Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. Na 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 apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuhan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu,
Tuhan berkata,
Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enak yang tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. Cinta pada Tuhan, Tuhan menunggu yang lain. Nona, tak peduli walau Tuhan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya. Nona, jatuh cinta pada Tuhan, Tuhan menunggu yang lain. Nona, tak peduli walau Tuhan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
What can I do for you?
Will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow and you will glow.
Just like the moonbeam up in the sky tonight. Never mind trouble that may have come.
Just go along with the dancers and our plane.
But let's go and dance. Do a tango or a mambo jumbo, I don't care.
Hello dear, what can I do for you?
Will you go and sing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow and you will glow.
Just like the moonbeam up in the sky tonight.
Do the cha-cha-cha.
for to go swinging.
Hello, dear, what can I do for you? Will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow. Like a moonbeam up in the sky tonight.
Mocha featuring Bob Tutupolo with Swing It Bob, and I believe that you want to swing around the eastern part of Indonesia because it is so beautiful. And if you are an aspiring photographer or maybe just like to put something beautiful on your social media, I believe that Makassar in South Sulawesi is a very good place for you to learn about photography. Even take beautiful pictures. So, Scooter from Indonesia to Travel, there are a lot of things that you can discover in and around Makassar. The first one is the bronze statue of Jesus Christ on top of Buntu Burake, which is claimed as the second highest Jesus statue in the world. Is it right or not? You can tell me later, okay? And in here, listener, you can also take the picture while walking on a glass bridge surrounding the statue. But if you prefer a little bit more natural stuff, you can go also to Kodingarengkeke Island. In here, you can take underwater photography. The water is very clear and pristine, in which therefore you can take pictures of colorful fishes and also coral reefs. And another place that is very important for you not to miss in around Makassar is the Apalang Cliff. And make sure to come to this place during a sunny day because it is like getting all the elements of the world. You can get the water from below and then the rocks and the cliffs, which is green with a lot of vegetation, and then a beautiful clear sky, and then, well, just sit down in the middle of it and show to your friends that you are enjoying a very nice, beautiful vacation spot. Another one is the Butu Maka, available on the Mount Bambapuang and Mount Nona, so between these two mountains. And they provided you a platform as if you are walking towards the sky itself. If you are curious, just go Google BUTU and then MACCA, Butu Maka. And then this one, listener, you never should miss this one. It's called Ramang Ramang. You can see how the earth was actually, I mean, in some places in the world, used to be below the surface of the water or below the sea, and you can find the evidence in Ramang Ramang. You can go take your boat going around karst mountains around the places, and wow, the surreal beauty will be felt in there as if you are going to visit the Jurassic Park itself. But I promise you there isn't any dinosaurs included. And also, listener, there are a lot of more places in here for you to take pictures, like Takapala Waterfall, and then this is quite fun, it's called Ketemu Jodoh Waterfall. It is a double waterfall, the first one from the top going to a pond in the middle of the cliff, and then it goes again as another waterfall down below. And it is a rare view to see, right? Usually waterfall only fall once, but this one falls twice. And also some other places is also available in Makassar, so make sure to book it with your travel agent. And if you wanna do some research first about Indonesian spots, please make sure to go to Indonesia.travel, provided by our Ministry of Tourism. And then, in the spirit of eastern parts of Indonesia, here is a medley song from Papua. We have a song called Apuse, and then followed by Yamko Rambe Yamko, which is performed by the legendary and late Elva Seixoria and Elva Singers.
You step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Once the sail is laughing, we must sail away from the dock. A quote by Kapitan Patimura. The quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. Listener, Thomas Matulesi, aka Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the kapitan or captains, customary chiefs and the people appointed Patimura as the leader and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. As a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. And this charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the movement of the Dutch. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bukanlah yang pertama. Selalu Komodo National Park is located in East Nusa Tenggara Province. In 1986, the park was designated as a World Heritage Site and a Man and Biosphere Reserve by UNESCO. Since then, the region has become more popular and more visited by local and international tourists. Besides the rare Komodo dragons, this region also has the natural beauty of underwater sea view, which is very intriguing. The national park area itself includes three major islands, namely Komodo, Rinca, and Padar, covering an area of 2,321 square kilometers. There are approximately 2,500 Komodo dragons living in the wild here. Besides Komodo dragons, there are also other wild animals, such as buffaloes, deer, wild boar, and monkeys. Exploring the Komodo National Park is very exciting and challenging because you can watch how the prehistoric animals live. For safety reasons, visitors must be guided by experienced rangers. It is quite a tiring journey, yet all fatigues will be relieved when you reach the summits of the hills on Komodo Island. At this altitude, you can look down at the blue sea and the group of islands, which are really spectacular. In addition to trekking, visitors can enjoy the beauty under the sea in an area called Pink Beach. Muhammad Saleh, a forest ranger in the region, said,
"Sejak dulu, itu setiap tamu yang datang berkunjung.
Every visitor who comes to Komodo Island after trekking it will surely swim in the Pink Beach, which is located on the side of the road. When heading for the island or returning to Labuan Bajo, you have to pass it.
Pasti dia melewati, walaupun dia pulang ke Labuan Bajo, pasti melewati dia."
The The pink beach, which is actually made of fine pinkish sand, is a portrait of beauty in the Komodo National Park. Muhammad Saleh describes the underwater marine life below.
Nah, yang ada di sana itu dominan itu soft coral.
Now there is predominantly soft corals or acropora down there. There are also several species of fish, reef fish, and if you go deeper, you will find some larger fish species.
Kalau kita ke dalam lagi tadi, kita akan menemukan beberapa jenis ikan yang agak lebih besar.
As said before, the beach, which is located on one side of the island of Komodo, has pink sand.
Pink beach itu warna dasarnya itu putih.
The sand on the pink beach is basically white, but then there are some red coral rubble, which is very fine, caused by the waves.
Sehingga itu sangat-sangat halus sekali karena pengaruh hempasan gelombang.
Regarding the natural beauty in this Komodo National Park, Aryadi Ali Usman, a visitor from Palembang in South Sumatra, says,
"Kita ke NTT, ke Pulau Komodo.
We are visiting the island to see Komodo dragons, which are really awesome. Previously, I only saw their picture or on TV, but now I can see how extraordinary these dragons are. After that, we traveled to Pink Beach. We saw how incredible it was. It was like a dream to see the wonderful Pink Beach. I could see the beautiful coral reef and fish there. The fish from small to big are so pretty and abundant."
Luar biasa indah dan ikan-ikannya bermacam-macam dari yang kecil sampai yang besar.
That was a glimpse of Komodo National Park in East Nusa Tenggara.
Indonesia.
Kasihmu, oh kasih. at RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as like, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Berada sampingmu terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembus nan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum tersipu
kala perjumpaan kita, ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga hatimu diriku,
kala perjumpaan kita. Perjumpaan kita ketika tersentuh
hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku,
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Sampingmu
terasa gejolak hatiku.
Kau mempesona,
ku terpesona,
menembus nan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum tersipu
perjumpaan kita, ketika
hatiku diriku
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku,
dikala perjumpaan kita. kala perjumpaan kita. Perjumpaan kita tersenyum tersipu kulihat dirimu tertenung cemerung ku rasa diriku dikala perjumpaan kita
dekat
tersentuh
hatiku
dirimu
tergoda
terjaga
hatimu
diriku dikala perjumpaan kita.
And you are still tuned to the Rebel Service, Voice of Indonesia. And you've just listened to Chandra Rusman and Dian Sastrowardoyo with Perjumpaan Kita. Be sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener hears the news first, the headlines. Students to the gap take away meals during Ramadan. Indonesia gets Swiss investment for cocoa plantation in transmigration areas. And here is the news in detail. The free nutritious meal program will allow students to take food home during Ramadan. The head of National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, on Monday said the meals will be designed to last longer and not spoil easily. Hindayana also said the program will use a bag that students can take home and can be returned the next day in exchange for the new ones filled with food. This approach is believed to not only reduce waste but to also promote discipline among the students. The Indonesian government has secured investment from Swiss investors who need 10,000 hectares of land for developing cocoa plantation. Deputy Minister of Transmigration Viva Yoga Mauladi on Monday said a processing factory will also be constructed on the land, which will create jobs for the local community. He therefore urged Indonesian entrepreneurs to expand their business in transmigration area through investment. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
suara tidak dimonoton. Harap kau suka dan mulailah bertanya, siapakah mereka, kenapa ya aku juga. One more time, ini wajib gitu. Nikmati aja prosesnya, disimpan dulu. Kolaborasi hebat 2007, kocok rap rock, kumpul lagi.